With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Russian court has sentenced Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich to 16 years in prison on an espionage conviction. Charges that Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government dismiss as a politically motivated sham. He says he's not going to dwell on it, but closing out the Republican National Convention last night, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump did talk about last weekend's attempt on his life.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Mr. Trump vowing to bring Americans together should he return to the Oval Office.
As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America, because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
And while Republicans depart their convention confident and enthusiastic, Democrats mired in uncertainty.
It's a tale of two different parties and presidential campaigns 3.5 months before Election Day. Republicans used this week's convention here in Wisconsin to unite behind Donald Trump, who enjoys a lead in both national and battleground state polls. Democrats, meanwhile, remain uneasy about Joe Biden at the top of their ticket 3 weeks after his disastrous debate. And new polls show a majority of Democrats want Biden to withdraw from the race. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
No indication of foul play in today's worldwide internet disruptions, the World Wide Web slowly returning to normal. Dow futures down 120 points, NASDAQ futures up 5. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is moving out.
The business mogul says he will be taking his SpaceX and social media installations in California and placing them in Texas, and the reason is a bit of a surprise. Musk says he's disgusted with the new California law that forbids teachers and school officials from telling parents if their kids are living as the opposite sex in class. Musk, who is not known to be religious, says crime in the state has been a problem too, but the new transgender law is the final straw. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern has released a new report on persecution in Nigeria and is calling on the Biden administration to take action. According to the ICC, for Christians in Nigeria, the right to religious freedom is threatened daily by unchecked terrorist violence and complicit government officials. The United States has long been a global leader in promoting religious freedom, and now is not the time to waver in our commitment to religious freedom. This is SRN News. Mixed results in a new AP NORC poll regarding Vice President Kamala Harris as president.
The survey found that about 6 in 10 Democrats believe Vice President Kamala Harris would do a good job as president. About 2 in 10 Democrats don't believe she would, and another 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. Since President Joe Biden's debate performance in June, some Democrats are looking to Harris to step in and succeed Biden as the party's presidential nominee. But when surveying Americans regardless of party, they're more skeptical of how Harris would perform in the Oval Office. Only 3 in 10 adults say Harris would do well as president. About half say Harris would not do a good job in the role. And 2 in 10 say they don't know enough to say. Donna Warder, Washington.
Recapping the hour's lead story, a Russian court sentencing Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich to 16 years in prison for espionage. Gershkovich maintains his innocence. SRNNews.com.